fears nothing while we are living, that deserves this name, evil, more than mortal sin. For such sin carries in its wake everlasting evils. This is what we must go about in fear of, and what we must ask God in our prayers to protect us against. For if he doesn't guard the city, our labor will be in vain, since we are vanity itself. Now I see, my bridegroom, that you are mine. I cannot deny it. You came into this world for me. For me you underwent severe trials. For me you suffered many lashes. For me you remain in the most blessed sacrament. And now you grant me so many wonderful favors. How can I be yours, my God? What can one who has used so unskillfully the favors that you have granted do for you? What can be expected of her services? Since with your help she does something, consider what a poor worm will be able to do. Why does a lord so powerful need her? Oh, love, how I want to say this word everywhere, because love alone is that which can dare say with the bride, I am my beloved's. He gives us permission to think that he, this true lover, my spouse, needs us. Since he gives us permission, let us repeat, my beloved is mine, and I am my beloved's. You are my lord? If you come to me, why do I doubt I will be able to serve you? From here on, Lord, I want to forget myself and look only at how I can serve you, and have no other desire than to do your will. But my desire is not powerful, my God. You are the powerful one. What I can do is be determined. Thus, from this very moment, I am determined to serve you through deeds.